Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's one of our favorite times of the afternoon when we get to babble incoherently with Frank Vassalero, who is very coherent, by the way. We are the ones babbling. But Frank, always good to have you with us. Welcome back, my friend.
Welcome
you have a
back.
Good fourth?
Yeah. It was nice. It was hot. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right, I'm writing this down.
It's summer.
It was wet and it was hot. Mm-hmm. But boy, this weekend was sure beautiful. Friday and Saturday were spectacular.
No complaints.
None at all.
Although it's hard to get it just right, you know?
It is hard, but I think Friday and Saturday were just right.
I'm with you. Is there any news? You guys going to run commercials for 30 minutes?
Oh, you know what? We'd love to, but we can't.
Someday.
Yeah, some people think we're already getting to that point, but we can't. No. You know, I think the biggest local thing is that, you know, there's these two completely different narratives coming out of this police shooting, you know, that happened June 23rd with Thurman Blevins. Mm-hmm. So family gets together again today, and they have a news conference, and today they publicly demand that the officers involved, there were two of them, be prosecuted for murder.
See, that's interesting. Have they seen the video yet?
No.
Frank, they haven't seen it.
No. They call it a cowardly act by the Minneapolis Police Department, and they say we demand justice. And that to them, they say justice means putting these two guys behind bars. So, and here's the second part of the story is that, you know, the president of the police federation, of the police union, comes out again with this really strong defense. Again, I mean, he did this initially. It's Lieutenant Bob Kroll, and he said, they did what they had to do to protect themselves and the public. So the BCA wouldn't talk about things today because the investigation's ongoing. But there's two completely radically different narratives going on right now.
Did he or did he not
have a gun is the big issue.
But don't we know that there was a gun found?
There was a gun.
Well, if you talk to the family, who knows? Maybe they, you know, I don't know if they haven't directly said it was planted. They didn't say that they didn't. You know, that we did stories initially with an eyewitness who said, he heard the police yelling, drop your gun. And the police say they found a gun. And the call that came into 911 is that someone said this person who turned out to be Blevins, supposedly, if you believe that narrative, had a gun and was shooting it into the air and was shooting it into the ground. And that's why police got there, and police say they got there, and he ran with the gun, and they shot him. And there are eyewitnesses say he ran away and he did not have a gun.
Now, Frank, my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, is that Minneapolis Police Department was going to release the body cam footage after all of the witnesses have been interviewed.
Yeah, and that was, you know, so, and that's leading to maybe some policy changes, Paul, in terms of does city council run the police department? Does the mayor have the chance? Mayor Fry came out, you know, this was 10 days ago, and said, as soon as we get done interviewing, we're releasing the body camera footage. Because a lot of these police departments want to release it sooner rather than later. You know, but here you've got some things having to do with the investigation and who gets to see it and who doesn't. But a lot of these departments are just coming out, especially if it's going to exonerate them. And sometimes even if it's not, just going, here it is, just to get it over and done with so you're not, you know, drawing this thing out as far as it has to be.
Well, full transparency is probably a good thing. The
longer
this thing,
absolutely.
The longer it drags out, you know, the greater the potential for.
Absolutely. So we'll see. And, you know, and that was the whole, I guess we made some progress, right? Just as a citizenry, because there was such a clamor after the police shooting of Justine Damon in Southwest Minneapolis last summer. Because they didn't have their body cameras on. So that led to one police chief getting fired, a completely new policy. You got to have the camera on. And now supposedly they were on. And we'll see. But the funeral is going to be for Thurman Blevins is going to be Saturday in Minneapolis. So maybe after that, you know, they've given the body back. That part of the investigation is over with. If they've interviewed all the witnesses they have to, maybe they will show the family and maybe they'll release it publicly. The mayor said he was going to do that sooner rather than later, but that was working on 2 weeks ago now.
Oh boy! All right. Well, thank you for checking in with us on that. We appreciate it. Oh, sorry, was my mic not on? So, I've been talking to you the whole time, Frank.
Oh, it sounds like you were talking in Paul's armpit. I hope it wasn't stepping on you. I didn't hear anyone speaking back to me.
It's hot outside. I would not go near that armpit.
Hey!
I wouldn't go near that armpit in February.
Yeah.
So
let alone July.
All right, changing the subject quickly. One more reason to loiter at Starbucks, huh?
The plastic straw thing. So
yeah. This is a great story.
It's interesting. So Starbucks says they're going to get rid of plastic straws. It's going to take them a year and a half to do it system wide, but they're going to get rid of them at all 28,000 stores all around the planet. They use 1 billion straws a year.
That's a lot.
It is. So, and these environmental groups say that single-use plastic, straws or different things, make up 40% of the plastic found in the ocean. And there's even some cities, like Seattle has a plastic straw and utensil ban already.
40%?
That's what they claim.
Okay, so what are they going to use? Are they going to use, like, the paper straws, but don't they kind of get all mealy in your mouth?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure the technology is going to get better. The only issue with the paper straw, well, there's two things. Some, they're not going to have straws, and they're just not going to have that straw. And that was one of their signature things, right? It was that big, huge green straw at Starbucks. But the paper straws cost maybe 6 to 8 cents more to make.
Oh boy. So, okay. Yeah, that adds up quick.
Well, you know, if you're making 1 billion of them, it does, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to, I'm sure they'll, you know, they'll eventually pass along the cost to us, right?
That's crying for Starbucks, though. I mean, come on.
So we did a little online poll, and it still exists at WCCO.com. So we've had 2,000 responses already, and 80% of them are fine. Get rid of the plastic straw. I can live without it.
Although I use a lot of straws, though.
Couldn't you make the straw out of, I don't know, sugar?
That's
called a candy cane.
I'm okay with that.
The pixie sticks. Remember the pixie sticks?
Sure.
Yeah, they were all paper.
That was paper. Yeah, you're right. All right. Well, I guess it's a step in the right direction.
You would think, right? So we'll see. And also, you know, usually the thing that happens, right, if you get someone big and powerful, multinational like Starbucks, you get other people following suit pretty quickly.
Exactly. And look, I didn't even know that plastic straws were so bad for the environment until a few months ago when Seattle banned them. And now there's this big hoopla. You know what? At some ski resorts, they have them banned. And that's where I saw like a little sign, you know, this will no longer have plastic straws available. And I'm like, what the heck is that about? So this happened pretty fast and furious.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to see more of it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Mr. Frank Vassalero.
Thanks, Frank.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
And, hey, cool.
We'll try this again tomorrow. We'll try to be better tomorrow.
Fear the armpit.
Oh, my God. It's so gross.
What are you talking about?
I was schwitz, though, today, too, because I was waving Maddox off to the bus. You know, he's going away to camp. And we have to stand out there. The kids are on the air-conditioned bus, you know, screwing around, playing with their
sweltering.
And the parents are just schwitzing, watching these kids. Why do we do this? The kids are not interested in us anymore. They're on the bus. They're in the air conditioning. They're eating their snacks. They're with their friends. They don't care if – but yet we're lunatic parents. And we're waiting for the wheels up, and we're out there waiting.
Did you videotape the bus as it was leaving?
Don't judge, because I did do that.
Did you?
Stop it now.
I remember those days.
But yeah, so I'm a little
You don't video too. When they come back, right?
No.
No. But when they leave.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, no.
Potting is such sweet sorrow.
But
Frank,
see ya.
Thank you, sir.
Bus hit you in the butt on the way out. Sorry. I think Frank's gotten you. He didn't need to hear about me, the schwitzing. It's 419. Got a little weather therapy for us?
Yeah, some towns last night, central Minnesota, experienced monsoon rains. Where do things stack up with Minnesota's crops? We'll take a look. That's coming up in Weather Therapy next.
Is there really a meteor hurtling toward Earth about to kill us all?
Well, and if there was, would we even know about it? Would they tell us? Would the authorities tell us? It's an interesting hypothetical because the panic would be off the charts, right?
So that's something I'd want them to break into programming for.
Yeah.
If I'm watching The Bachelorette, you can come on and tell me that.
If there's a killer asteroid
or
a giant meteor.
I want to know that.
Is
it true?
Were you out yesterday evening at 8:40?
It's very likely that I was.
Were you sober?
Very likely that I was not.
Okay. 240. There was a fireball visible over southern Minnesota. It would have been right on the horizon here.
It
streaked right over Iowa yesterday evening about 8:40, 240 reports. The fireball was seen primarily from Iowa to Illinois, but it was also seen in Minnesota, Indiana, Kansas, Nebraska, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And
I missed it.
Yeah.
Okay, so hurtling toward Earth and kill us all?
No,
much better now.
But a lot of people thought it was a UFO and a lot of calls to 911. That happens.
Hey, Bryce, you better get over here and take a look at this.
Did you use that line last
time? I did not use that line. I have not used that line ever since Twister. God help us.
It's one of my favorites.
Last night, some heavy rain up in central Minnesota, Morrison County. A bolus, 2.5 inches of rain, 2.6 inches in Millerville up in Douglas County. Royalton picked up 2.65 in Long Prairie, 2.9 inches from that line of severe storms that pushed across northern and central Minnesota. A little bit of wind damage up north, but wasn't too bad. And we do have a crop update. You've been pestering me all day, Jordana.
I need a crop update.
In light of all the recent rains in southern Minnesota, I was somewhat encouraged by the latest USDA report. 3% of topsoil moisture is short, 67% adequate, 30% surplus. And I'll bet you I know where that 30% surplus is, southwestern and south central Minnesota, where they've just been hammered relentlessly by heavy rain. 8% of the corn crop in the silking stage, that's 3 days ahead of average. The heat has certainly accelerated things there. Corn crop conditions decreased slightly with a rating of 79% good to excellent. 32% of the soybean crop was blooming. That's also 3 days ahead of last year, 2 days ahead of average. And soybean conditions decreased slightly from last week. 75% across the state rated good to excellent. But if you're a farmer,
hope they have a place to sell those soybeans.
Again, yeah, the prices are depressed to begin with and, you know, the uncertainty over the tariffs. And so I understand the angst. I can't understand what bean farmers are feeling right now. Not a good time to be a bean farmer. Mm. Today, the 11th day, as I mentioned, of 90 degree heat in the Twin Cities. Normal, as of July 9, is
five days.
Love it. So we are well above average. Average for the entire summer is 13, and we're already up to 11. You were also asking Jordana repeatedly, Paul, when is the hottest week of summer?
It was a burning question. I could barely sleep last night. I needed to know the answer.
Tossing and turning. Climatologically, historically, this week for the metro and southern Minnesota, July 8th to the 14th, historically, is the hottest week of summer. Now, that's an average, you know.
Yeah, that's fair.
And the weather in Minnesota is never average. Mm-hmm. Whereas somebody once said to me, hey, Paul, if I have 1 foot in ice water and the other foot in boiling water, do I feel average?
Really? Did somebody actually say
somebody
that
actually
to you?
Asked me that.
That's somebody with a lot of free time.
Well, he was trying to make
think
a point.
Stupid questions.
He was trying to make a point. We oscillate, we boomerang from one extreme to the next. So average is kind of interesting, but the weather is never average. July 15th to the 21st is the hottest week of summer for central and northern Minnesota. Red River Valley, the hottest week historically, is July 22nd to the 28th. We get a break this week. A couple of storms could sprout on Thursday. Another batch coming in over the weekend. But at least our storms don't have names. Folks on the East Coast keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Chris off the Carolina coast. Right now, all the models keep Chris offshore. I don't think it'll threaten the United States. And we have Super Typhoon Maria with Taiwan and
China. See, if I'm
going to
be a storm, I want to be super.
You would be a Category 6. Girl.
Yeah, I would want to be like a big storm.
A big what? Oops. I'm sorry. We had a little audio hiccup there.
Susan almost had to
you
use
be
dump
a
button on
a
me.
Big butt storm? Historic flooding in Japan. Oh, God.
I stopped myself.
Is that the FCC on line 2? Yeah, it's Jordana's mom.
Where do you think I learned to swear like a sailor?
God help us. Did you see the reports of flooding in Japan? 100 people dead.
Horrible.
Dozens are missing. I've never seen this. Over 2 million residents, 2 million, have been forced to evacuate. The Japanese weather agency was quoted as saying that the intensity of the rain and flooding is unprecedented in the historical record. I mean, entire towns, valleys submerged underwater. Mumbai is also seeing extreme flooding at this hour. And I saw this story about heat deaths in Phoenix. They don't make the news the way that a tornado outbreak or a flood or an earthquake would make the news. But more than 155 people in the Phoenix area died from heat-related causes last year. That is a new record in a place where the number of such deaths has been on the rise. Former Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton says it's a public health crisis. The city has launched an overhaul of how it prepares for and deals with extreme heat. They're trying to come up with a model program for coping with these heat spikes, which are becoming more prevalent. Phoenix has the distinction of having more than 100 days a year above 100 degrees. 100 days. We complain when it gets to 90.
We don't complain.
Well, some people complain. But I cannot even imagine what that must be like. And over the weekend, 120 in the suburbs of L.A., got up to 108 in downtown Los Angeles, smashing all the records out there. The worst of the heat wave is going to stay just to our south and west. We're going to be right on the edge, and the model's hinting at another wave of extreme heat here maybe by the end of July. We'll keep an eye on that.
It's 4:32. We're going way beyond the headlines, heat and all, when we return on CCO.
Go for it.
The president of the Philippines called God stupid. No, this really happened.
Well, he's asking for it, isn't
he? And he meant like the God, like everyone's God. It was pretty bad. Well, obviously, he's in some hot water, especially with his largely Roman Catholic country. Because get this, Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines, now says he will resign if anybody can prove that God exists. Really, he had some really harsh words for religion. Sue, before you go, can you turn it down just a little bit more? Thank you. Okay, so President Duterte has a strained relationship with the church.
You think?
Well, now he certainly does. In a speech late Friday, he questioned the basic tenets of the Catholic faith, including the concept of original sin, and which he says taints even innocent infants that can only be removed through baptism for a church fee. He says, where is the logic of God? Then he wrote, and I hope I'm not offending anyone, who is this S-T-U-P-I-D, because I don't want to say it out loud, God. The bleepity bleep is really stupid. You were not involved, but now you're stained with an original sin. What kind of a religion is that? I can't accept it. It's a very stupid proposition. And he said he will resign as the president of the Philippines if somebody can prove that God exists. What? It's like he's insane. He's completely lost his mind.
Does he not have enough to do? Picking a fight with the church, picking a fight with the faithful, really?
He once called Pope Francis a son of a bee for sparking a monstrous traffic jam during his 2015 visit in Manila that trapped the president.
I think he's loopy in the brain.
This is completely insane, but if somebody can go prove it, please do, because clearly dude needs to resign.
Can't prove it. You can't prove that he doesn't exist or she doesn't exist.
Yes.
You know, confirming one of my greatest concerns over the years, wearing a tie cuts circulation to your brain. There has been a new study in the journal Neuroradiology. You read that, don't you?
Daily, yes. It's probably a monthly, but I read it every day.
Just to try to understand what the heck they're saying.
Every day, yes.
Yeah, this, apparently in Germany they did a study, and there were 30 participants, half of whom had the blood flow to their heads observed while wearing a tie. The other half went tie-free. Apparently, the tie squeezes the veins to the head, ultimately reducing circulation by 7.5%. You may not be acutely aware of this, but that's a big percentage, enough to make a potentially fatal difference if you already have high blood pressure.
Well, was the tie on too tight?
Well, I don't know.
I mean,
Maybe.
When you wear a tie, does it squeeze your neck?
But this accounts for a lot. Don't most members of Congress wear ties? The blood is not circulating to their brains. It may be circulating to other unfortunate places in their bodies, but it's not getting to their heads, brains. And so just get the tie off. One of the best things I ever did was stop wearing a stupid tie.
We really should have led the show with this because this is major breaking news.
Hmm.
I think I need the breaking news sounder for this. Hold on, Sue. I think I have that here. Hold on.
Oh, boy. This just in.
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are engaged.
Oh.
Mazel tov. Now, you're thinking to yourself, I kind of know Justin Bieber, but who the heck is Hailey Baldwin? Hailey Baldwin is apparently a 21-year-old model and the daughter of actor Stephen Baldwin. Stephen Baldwin has not commented on this, but they just got engaged during a trip to the Bahamas after a whirlwind rekindled romance, says E! News. So it must be true. They're engaged. It happened Saturday night in front of a crowd at Baker's Bay. Justin made the arrangements for the ring when they were in New York, and he knew that he wanted to propose to her. It was a sudden decision, but he knew Hailey and he had a special bond that was incomparable. She was taken off guard, but they're both so in love.
She's a model, huh?
She's a model. Yes? What do you have to say about
that? No, hey.
And they are.
Oh, no.
Give me some beebs.
No.
Give me some beebs. Love me some beebs. There you go. I'm a believer. Susan and I are dancing.
Take me now, Lord. Take me now. Okay, pop that down,
please. Thank you, Sue.
I want those 10 seconds of my life back.
Hold on. I think I have a soundbite for that.
That's 1 minute of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah, thank you, Homer.
That's Plankton, by the way. Plankton. It's Plankton from SpongeBob.
In utero. Were you stressed when you were pregnant?
With the second and third, because you already have one little gremlin at home, and then you're like, what have I done here? Why would I do this again?
I mean, it's hard. I mean, show me anybody who leads a stress-free life.
There's always stress,
I mean,
of course.
But when you're pregnant, by definition, it's a stressful process. Just remembering the words my wife called me.
Oh, yeah.
And continues to call me. Data from Sweden suggests that the children of mothers who experienced a death in the family during their pregnancy are more likely to be diagnosed with anxiety, depression, and ADHD. It's one of the first studies to show that the impact of in utero stress on mental health later in life is real. The big takeaway, programs aimed at easing the lives of pregnant women could help their kids live healthier and more economically productive lives. With suicide as one of the leading causes of death for prime age people, we should be paying more attention to how mental health capital is formed. In utero stress can have lifelong effects for the children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how do we do that?
I have no idea. You certainly can't prevent a death in the family. That's not something that you can prevent while you're pregnant. And of course, you're a human being, so you're going to react to that.
But that's a whole nother level of stress,
correct,
right? You have a death in the family as opposed to, you know, stresses over money or what have you.
Correct.
But
it's just hard, man. Meditation, yoga.
Listen up, Dad. Do everything in your power to keep mom stress-free.
So did you talk? I know we talked about the fireball in the sky and weather therapy.
Yes, we did.
The meteorite. That's
yes, we did.
Kill us all. Not.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mention that people in Minnesota thought it was a UFO?
I did. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for
getting. Jeez, you're over there crocheting. That's okay.
What are K-Fans AJ Mansour, I don't know how to say his last name, got the UFO ball rolling in Minnesota with a tweet that said, "You guys, I just saw a UFO in Arbor Lakes." He described it as a green shooting star with a fiery white tail, i.e. a meteor.
Yeah, yeah.
A meteor.
I think it's Mansour, isn't it?
Mansour? I don't know. I don't listen to K-Fan. And neither should you, by the way. You should keep listening to WCCO. Some people caught pictures, of course, of the meteor, but it was reported that there were a few reports of a UFO rolling across the sky. Thanks for sharing that in weather therapy. I thought that story was so good, I just wanted to
to regurgitate it. Yeah. It was better the second time around.
Not really. No, it wasn't. Hey, you swish me.
Swish me. And we have a call out to Gretchen Carlson.
Yes.
She was in the backyard once.
At KR11, yeah.
Yeah. I guess I should clarify that.
Because that would be creepy.
Whose backyard? Yeah. Wait a second. She was in Paul's backyard?
And you may have heard this already. And curious what you think about this. The swimsuit competition ban is dividing the Miss America organization. Half of the Miss America board has quit or more probably been forced to resign.
The male half.
In the wake of the organization's decision to eliminate the swimsuit competition from the contest, 22 state pageant leaders are seeking to oust Chairwoman Gretchen Carlson over concerns about the pageant's new direction. She announced on June 5th that Miss America was dropping the swimsuit and evening gown competitions, replacing them with an extended onstage interview. Again, the concern, ostensibly TV ratings. If you don't have the swimsuit competition,
Please.
People won't tune in. Really? That
Please.
Is underestimating the intelligence of the American viewing population, which tunes in only for the talent competition. As I recall, because the talents are extraordinary. So how about those twins? They swept the Orioles. It was glorious.
We had such a great game Friday night with the listeners. And hi, shout out to all the folks who came to the suite with us.
Oh, you always kind of hold your breath, you know, when you meet listeners. But they could not have been nicer.
Why? They didn't
Each
stink.
And every one
I didn't
of
have
them.
To hold my breath.
No. I mean,
they were lovely people,
you never know. You get people together. But, hey, this was the second series sweep of the season for the Twins, the first time the Twins have swept the Orioles at home in a four-game set. And joining the roster, a gentleman who took batting practice earlier today is our very own Mikey Max.
How'd you hit?
Hey.
You got a shot?
I was dialed in, man. I forgot how good I can be, you know?
Yeah?
And
did you actually make contact with any of those pitches?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was going to release the video tonight,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But put it on Facebook, et cetera. But now they're going to do that Supreme Court deal. I don't want to override it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to hold off a little bit, okay? let them have their little moment in the sun tonight. Everybody
right,
get all
right.
excited, you know?
I don't want to
supersede that.
I want to see your
yeah.
video.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, Gene Glynn, who's the third base coach for the Twins, he and Don Baylor, who used to play for the Twins, the late Don Baylor, designed this product. What it does is it looks like a pair of glasses, but there's no lenses in it. And what it makes a hitter do when they sit in, and this is for kids, is it makes you look at the pitcher and the ball with both eyes. Most people, when they step in the batter's box, only use one eye.
Right.
And they lose a great opportunity to use their back eye.
Hmm.
So what this does is it allows you to see if you're seeing with your back eye. And if not, you make the adjustment so you are. And it's almost like a light goes off because you can see so much more and you can see the ball, et cetera. So we went out there today to sample it. That's why I was out there.
Mikey,
he showed me how it worked, and he put a pair of glasses on, and I hit away.
So and cool. Can people buy these glasses?
Yeah, it's called Stance Check, and you can look it up online, but it's a good one for kids and whatnot. And like I said, not that I needed it, but I think the video will speak for itself.
Very cool. Well, congratulations, and we will be dialed in, tuned in. Thank you, Mike Max.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.